This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on technology, reforms and finance for Viksit Bharat at 11:30 this morning through video conferencing. The webinar will deliberate on key themes including public capital expenditure, infrastructure development, banking sector reforms, financial sector architecture, deepening of capital markets and ease of living through tax reforms. The event is part of a series of post-budget webinars being organized on priority areas emerging from the Union Budget 2026-27. President Draupadi Murmu today took a sortie in the indigenously developed light combat helicopter, Prachand, at the Jaisalmer Air Force Station in Rajasthan. The president was briefed by Indian Air Force officials about the helicopter's operational capabilities before the flight. The sortie was conducted by experienced Air Force pilots and showcased the advanced features, agility, and combat readiness of the indigenous platform. The light combat helicopter Prachand is designed for high altitude operations and has significantly enhanced the combat capabilities of the Indian Air Force. Prime Minister of Canada Mark Carney will arrive in Mumbai today on a four-day visit to India. This will be Prime Minister Carney's first official visit to India. Over the next 2 days, he will participate in separate business engagements, interact with Indian and Canadian CEOs, industry and financial experts, innovators, educators, as well as Canadian pension funds based in India. Former Chief Minister and AIADMK Coordinator O. Paneerselvam, his son and former MP Ravindranath today joined the ruling DMK. His supporters also joined the DMK at the party headquarters, Arivalayam in Chennai. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the NCERT book carrying a chapter on corruption in the judiciary is unfortunate and the government is looking into the matter very seriously. Talking to media, Mr. Pradhan said that he directed the NCERT to withdraw and cancel all books and added that the government have no intention for contempt of the judicial system. Expressing his regret over the matter, Mr. Pradhan said that whatever the Supreme Court orders, the ministry will follow it. He further added that he has given the responsibility to the department secretary that action must be taken against those whoever added such an irresponsible chapter in the NCERT book. Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tribute to freedom fighter Chandrasekhar Azad on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Chandrasekhar Azad fought a valiant battle against the British Raj and continued to chant Vande Mataram till his last breath. He noted that from the Kakori train action to the formation of the Hindustan Socialist Republican Association, every moment of his life was devoted to the cause of the country's independence. Recalling Azad's saga of sacrifice, the Home Minister said that it continues to fill every Indian with the spirit of patriotism and offered his tribute to the revolutionary and invincible warrior. Nepal's Minister for Forest and Environment, Madhav Prasad Chaulagan, has said that India has been a generous and supportive partner as the country prepares for its 5th of March general elections. He said that India has been a very close partner as neighbours and that India helped in ensuring that everything is in place on time and providing all resources for the elections. Mr. Chaulagan further said the country is set for general elections with security and resources in place and strong international support. Pakistan has declared an open war against Afghanistan after the Taliban administration said that its forces killed and captured several Pakistani soldiers during a cross-border offensive. In a social media post, Pakistan's defense minister, Khwaja Asif, said, "Pakistan's patience has reached its limit and now it is open war between Pakistan and Afghanistan." A French parliamentarian has raised concerns over alleged systematic erosion of Tibetan language and culture by the Chinese government, according to a report by the Central Tibetan Administration, CTA. The report states that Deputy Charles de Rougeson of the French National Assembly submitted a formal written question to the French Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs, warning about a policy change scheduled for 2026 that would remove Tibetan as a core subject from national university entrance exams in Tibet. And that is the end of this news bulletin.